Side, Mason Cox goes backside and nearly has the ball taken away from Vic Sanders here with the recovery. Can't get his shot to fall. Rebound goes to Zach Eugen. Good athletic rebounding there by Zach Eugen to come with the rebound there, but pretty decent look there for Vic, just couldn't get the ball.
Yeah, he kind of switched over to his left hand and it just came off the rim. Zach with a heads-up play, though he did not have position, but he was able to hustle after that and then draw the foul there on Poshima.
Baker goes out front. Tanner Wynn dribbles in the lane, puts a shot, can't get the ball. Albie has just absolutely been relentless with dribble, drive, penetration. And for the most part, Coach, they've either got a shot or they've gotten fouled.
Yeah, you know, they've been getting some real good looks. Good share of those have been going down. And, you know, Coach Archer, I'm sure, saw something on the film against PCM that let him believe that that was a good avenue of approach. Right now it's working for us as Tanner knocks that first one down.
Tanner Wynn at the free throw line. The senior makes the first one. Second to come, takes his time, puts the shot up, it's good. Albia will equal its largest lead of the night here. 39-35, Albia with the lead here, 5-11 to go in the third period. Boy, he gets the pick out there. Hey, it's thrown away. Tanner Wynn will push it ahead. Tanner down the lane, puts the shot up, has a tip from behind.
Albia doing a nice job of getting back on defense on that fast break there. In the corner is Van Wyk. Shoots the three and it goes in.
Not shy to shoot the basketball in the NBA. I think that is his second, third pass, third point play of the night. But he is not shy to pull the trigger. Albie left him wide open. Mason Cox. Albie with a 1-point lead. Cox, floater in the lane. Puts it up. No good. Rebound backside. Eagles. And they'll come up and they'll walk up the court.
Ooh, yeah, right there's an illegal screen.
Yeah.
Osimo was coming over. He dropped his shoulders and pushed forward into Matt Baker and picked up the foul. So, again, that'll go into the turnover realm.
That's their third foul of this third period. So, Albie yet to commit a foul in this half. 4:26 to go here. Blue Demons with the basketball and a 1-point lead.
Baker now will bring the ball across half court. Finds Zach Dugan over on the right wing. Mason Cox posted up inside. Zach gets in the ball. Good health defense there by Bella Christian. Mason goes to throw that ball, and the long arms of Collins just reach out there and grab it.
Very reminiscent of that opening quarter. Albie had lots of turnovers, and many unforced just like that one. But here comes a dribble drive. A shot up in the lane, and no good. We have a blocking foul on Albie. Big number 14 just hit fake Sebastian Ball.
So Frank Crane, Tanner Wynn tried to get underneath there. Still moving, the official said, when he was there. Took a pretty good shot from him. He got back up, though. I think that'll be Tanner Wynn's third foul. Coach Archer will go to the bench and bring in Ryan Sarver. So after his first shot here.
The lefty shot, no good. How sick fortunate are you when you can go to your bench and pull guys off like Luke Sarver, Ryan Sarver, Blake Bear? That's a pretty incredible depth.
You know, it really is. And you've got Dalton Peterson also has played some good minutes here, played some good minutes against Davis County. So it's nice to have that depth. Coach Archer's definitely blessed and fortunate the way he's worked those guys. The second shot is up and good.
Tied at 39. Halfway through this third quarter here, Albia has had a 4-point lead. The Eagle has had as much as 8. Back and forth. Bear with it. Dribbles in the lane. Kicks to the right side. 3 ball in the way. Sarver's 3. Halfway down, this one won't fall either. Eagles with the rebound. They'll push that jungling to the right side.
Hold it. Hold it.
Here's the hold. Now they did a good job of getting back that time on defense. If they can get back and really get set up in their defense, they have really made Pella Christian work for its offense.
Yeah, they did. And right there that time, Collins, who's a little bit taller than Vic Sanders, had a good post up. Vic just got a little push in the back. So Pella Christian inbounds ball off their own baseline into Poshima. He lowers his shoulder. I'll put it back a lane there and hit the ball to shot the ball.
Capella Christian now scoring Albie here in the second half. It's got a 2-point lead. Here's a jump shot on the way. Sarver shot. Good. Nice pull shot right there. Bluffy, well, you develop that shot and you become lethal on the offensive side of the court.
Yeah, and this 19 foot out there, nobody wanted to guard him, so he said, okay, here you go. Here's 2 points.
Tied here, 41.
Capella Christian now with the ball on the right hand wing, looking to push the ball inside to the post. Nothing there. They dribble drive and dish off to Poshima. Up on the backside by Blake Bear, but he's too tall. He got that shot up and good.
Pella Christian with the lead here. Baker in the lane, kicks it out. Bear tries to dribble in, shut up by the Eagles. He'll go up top, Matt Baker. Matt Baker looks to get a pick, head fake, pulls up, jump shot on the way, up and good. Nice friendly roll. There's that soft touch that Matt Baker can bring to the offensive side of the court.
You know, I went in the gym after school today, and who did I see in there with Matt Baker, and they're getting some shots up, making some moves, kind of getting his game face on my coaching, and that's why right there, so we can do those things. Didn't go on the defensive end with another turnover. Blake Bear and Zach Hugan put a double team on and steal that ball. They get it ahead to Matt Baker. Matt Baker went Sarver for three. Bounces off.
Boy, nice look there by Sarver. Couldn't get the ball. Tied at 43 here. 2:12 to go in this third quarter. Albia has had a four-point lead. Eagles as much as eight. Right now we're tied up. With a kick to the right corner. Nothing there. They'll go out to the top. Albia has been in man defense this entire contest. With a floater, no good. Rebound. Backside up and good.
That's possible again. Boy, he's just a big, tall, strong kid. Went up high, rebounded, kept the ball up high, and put it right back off the glass.
Those 50-50 balls now going the Eagles' way. That's a lot of times where games are decided. Here's a head fake. Dribble drive. Baker. Bear got the defender to commit. Sidestepped and went right to the basket. Good heads-up drive there by Blake Bear. Albie now tied at 45. 1:30 to go here in the third quarter.
Looks like that on the defensive end. Jason Howard drives down the baseline. Ryan Sarver hit checks him. Knocks him out of bounds. Be a foul on Sarver. Both teams will make some substitutions here. Dalton Peterson coming in for Vic Sanders. Give him a grievance. Dalton had a nice first half when he was in. Came in, got some rebounds. Had a bucket off the weak side.
We've got a timeout on the court. Let's take a 20-second timeout. Come right back. You're listening to Blue Demon Basketball on your sports leader, KIC.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have a lot of questions. How do you make the most out of your savings, and how do you make it last? How much should I take out, and when? When should I take out Social Security? Or, if your saving for retirement strategy involves the phrase, I'll get around to it someday, we need to talk. Hi, I'm Edward Jones financial advisor Brian Crosser. You've done what it takes to get there. Now it's time to make the most of retirement. Stop by our office at 18 Washington Avenue East in Albion on the south side of the square. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Let's go back live to Oskaloosa. Here's Jason and Todd.
Welcome back, everyone. Todd here at 45. Coach Todd Ratliff whipping. Tell a Christian with the best. You really got to look at his pace and say, hey, the depth of Albia and their athleticism, this is really, in my opinion, favors them.
Yeah, you know it does. Pella Christian can go eight deep. They've gone down to three on their bench. As we're talking, Pella Christian with another turnover. Blake Bear over there playing great defense and caused another travel. Go back to Albia. But like you were saying, it's a good pace game. And, you know, I know that Coach Archer has these young men in good physical condition, running up and down.
You get them in cross country and track. These are some elite athletes that are on this court for Albia.
Yeah, they really are.
Here's a deal by Pella Christian, and Albia takes it right back. Zach Hugan comes up with it. Albia, with 1 minute to go here, third quarter. Tied at 45. Baker, crossover, splits the defenders, puts it up in the lane, off the glass, and good.
So that's just great body control and knowing where the defenders were. He dribble past this guy. Two guys collapsed on him, and he was still able to slide through there and get that shot up and good.
Jungling to the right side. Out front to the corner. Albie now trying to shut down the Eagles' offense. Albie with a two-point lead, 30 seconds and counting here in the third quarter. Good job here, dude. This is when we've seen Albie be able to really move his feet defensively. They've really been able to take advantage of things. Here's a shot, no good. Rebound, take away, and we're going to have a foul at midcourt as Ryan Sarver had got the rebound, tried to push it ahead, and then was tackled at midcourt.
You know, for a guy who knows something about tackling, I think Ryan probably says, hey, nice tackle there.
He reached down and helped Van Wyk up off the court.
You like to see that hustle. Have both teams there. You know, the loose ball in there, everybody's scrapping at it. Ryan was a little quicker to it, and as he was trying to get out of there, it was flipped.
Final 17 seconds. Best of hope listening in a tumble. Need to grab on that radio and get a big old hug. Coach Archer needs your help here. 10 seconds remaining. Albie with a two-point lead here. Baker, run out the clock, under six. Left side, it goes Bear. Bear dribbles in, puts it up on the glass. Blake Bear with the basket and one.
Yeah, you know, that was a good, unselfish play right there by Matt Baker. And he was dribbling in. The defense collapsed on him. Coach Archer called a four-high play there, and that allows your wingman to release when Baker goes in case there's a chance for a rebound. And Matt saw that Blake wasn't covered. Blake takes the shot up, gets fouled, the ball goes in, and now he makes a free throw.
And it's an Albia. Five-point lead, a three on the way from half court, no good. at the end of three quarters of play. It's the Blue Demons 50, Pella Christian 45. We'll be right back with your fourth and final quarter on your sports leader, KIIC.
When you do your shopping locally, you get to know the merchant, and the merchant knows you. It's a relationship based on trust and friendship. When you shop locally, you're not only getting the best in personal service, you're also helping our local economy. When it comes to personal service, the choice is easy. Shop locally. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC. Albia at Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
Your hometown home-owned grocer is Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods in Albia. They're open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Save on Alaskan pollock fish fillets, just $1.99 per pound. Sure Fresh family packs of bacon-wrapped beef tenderloin steaks are four for $13.99. And Hormel Natural Choice family packs of boneless pork chops are $2.79 per pound. That's a super buy. Savings at your hometown home-owned Jim and Charlie's.
Let's go back live to Oskaloosa. Here's Jason and Todd.
We got a dandy.
The holes in your driveway got you lost in a bottomless pit.
50-45 here, Albie with the basketball. They're up this fourth quarter. It's a marathon. We'll talk to the marathon man, Coach Ratliff, here in a second about something in his life. Some exciting stuff in Albie. With a five-point lead here. Here's a long three. Up and good. Mason Cox drained the three. Albie with his largest lead of this half. Yeah, here's a hustle play. Mason Cox on defense trying to get the turnover. We'll pick up the foul, but how about that three? That is a statement three right there, Mason Cox.
Because it eliminates the need to pre-wash dishes. Automatically selecting the right wash and dry settings every load, Whirlpool dishwashers clean tough foods 35% better while using just the right amount of time, energy, and water. Additional interior capacity coupled with a redesigned silverware basket gives you maximum flexibility when loading and unloading dishes. So stop in today at Mick Furniture and Appliance on the west side of the square in Albia to see their entire line of Whirlpool brand appliances. They're family owned and operated since 1960. And they've got a lot of great brands you can take advantage of, like Lazy Boy, Tempur-Pedic, Southern Motion, England, and many, many more.
Well, it's almost impossible to get a signal out of the Oskaloosa Gymnasium, but we've got reconnected with Jason and Todd. Let's go back live to Oski.
Well, while we were away, Albia goes on a great streak, a three-pointer by Mason Cox, and then Albia with a steal and a basket. Coach, that was a flurry of action. It was all Albia.
Yeah, that was just hustle. They're out hustling Pella Christian right now. Right there, Zach Hugan with a good box out, gets a rebound, takes the four to Tanner Wynn. Tanner drives it all the way down the lane, off the rim, rebounded by Cox from Pella Christian.
55-45 your score here. Albia, Pella Christian, the winner, can keep their season alive. And we'll be one game away from Wells Fargo Arena, a place we spent last week, and I know both these teams want to get there. Here's a shot on the baseline, no good. The Eagles put the shot up, and there's a rebound by Zach Hugan, and he is fouled.
Yes, he brought that ball down. Haberman was still trying to get after, and Zach did a great job there protecting it. And Jason, we're already in the bonus for the Blue Demons. That's the 17th foul, or 18th foul, maybe even on Pella Christian.
Well, I love this pace, and a guy like you that likes to run, Coach. And let's talk about that. Marathon Man, you just got some good news for you, some really good, exciting news on a personal level.
Yeah, you know, I was fortunate enough a week ago Thursday, I got a call from Sean Robbins, who's the running coordinator for the state of Iowa and the Iowa Army National Guard, as Zach's first shot goes up and it rims out. And I was offered a spot on the Iowa National Guard marathon team. So five spots were offered, and I was able to pick one of those up.
That a boy, Coach Radlin. And that helps you coach a little bit because they can say, guys, look here. I'm doing it too, and I'm competing. Albie with the 10-point lead. Here's a three on the way. No good rebound. The Eagles. The Eagles put it up and good. That jungling kid, Levi Jungling, gets the follow. Albie still with the 8-point lead here. 6:13 to go. 55-47. Baker with the basketball. Dribbles to the left side. It goes. Tanner Wynn. Tanner. He'll dribble down the lane. Dribbles out. Kicks out. Mason Cox to Zach Hugan in the corner. Hugan trying to break down the defender. Go to the top. Gives it out to Baker. Baker has done a good job of penetrating. He drives. Cut off. He'll go out top to Tanner Wynn. Nothing there. Tanner to the right side. Baker trying to set up Vic Sanders. Now gets the pick. goes baseline. Baker, quarter baseline, no good. Rebound backside goes to the Eagles.
And the Eagles bring the ball back up across court. They look to the left wing, kick back up to the top to the young point guard. He dribbles over to the right side, down to the corner, and now they reverse the ball back up. Number 12, a new face here in the game, Vermeer. Pass the ball down in the corner to number 30, Van Wyk. Van Wyk lifts up and puts it down.
He's got a nice looking shot, Coach.
Really nice looking.
Now with a 6-point lead, they've had as much as 10. They'll really go back to the basket here by the Eagles.
Really important for the team is not to change what they were doing in the game. When they get that little bit of lead, you want to continue to take it to them. As Jack Hugan does right there on cue.
Splits the defenders down the heart of the lane, and how often have we seen that here tonight? Albion now back with an 8-point lead.
Dudley with the ball, passes to the right side, over to Vermeer. Goes down the other Machina, and it's thrown away. Zach Hugan ends up with the ball. He was there with Tanner Wynn, and Vic Tanner, they all flashed on that and took the ball away.
We got a timeout on the court. Coach Joe has to call a timeout, knock it over. 4:38 to go here in the ballgame. Albion with an 8-point lead, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Blue Demon Basketball.
The local merchants in our area, hometowns, and communities take pride in what they do. They're here for you. Be here for them. Shop and invest locally. It helps the local economy. Build a better future for us all.
Building for the future. All together, side by side. Hometown community spirit. Hometown community pride.
People's State Bank, member FDIC. Hometown community spirit. Hometown community pride.
5 minutes outside of 8 o'clock, this is KIIC Albia. One final in boys basketball. Pekin has just beaten Wayne 71-60, and they'll continue to move on in tournament action. Pekin 71, Wayne 60. Let's go back live to Oskaloosa.
49-47, 49-57 now with an 8-point lead here, bound at the basketball. 4:38 to go here in this fourth quarter. Left side it goes Bear, Bear, and up. Eagles in their man defense. Right side, Tanner Wynn. Love the pace here, Coach. And again, I like you said earlier, don't change what you've been doing. Keep attacking the basketball or the basket. Hugan will dribble, puts the shot, no good, rebound to the Eagles.
Austin goes up there, brings it down, gets it to the outlet, and they bring it across half court. Down to the corner, right-hand side. Looking to the inside, cutting point guard through the lane. Blue Demons go through the steal. I believe that's going to be on Tanner Wynn.
I'm not sure they're going to get that, too. Yeah, they're going to get to Zach Hugan.
Okay, there you go.
So now they had a one in there, so it's 23. Who's
I think it might have been Blake Blair, 21.
Yep. Okay.
So Bell Christian will inbound off the baseline. Kick it on the right wing to Collins. Collins looking. He's their big man. He's way outside there. Not to their other big guy, number 14, Sebastian Baugh. Now they get it to one of their guards out of the top. Baugh steps out for 3 points. Goes up, comes out. Collins with a nice rebound. Fading out of bounds, tries to put it up. No good. Vic Sanders with a very strong rebound there. He collected that ball, brought it down, and...
Well, if you can get that out of Vic Sanders consistently, Vic's very athletic. He can score, but if you can get those rebounds and get his presence on the inside, get some separation, 10 picks, boy, he really makes the team that much better.
Sure does.
Tanner Wynn with it. Albia. 8-point lead here. Under 3.5 to go in the ball game. Here's a drive by Baker in the lane. Shot up, no good, and he'll go to line. They're going to call it before the shot. But that's still the eighth foul. Albie will be shooting the 1-1. Really got to get it down to the line. As the season goes along, the free throw line really becomes important.
Oh, that's exactly right. You know, they did a nice job the other night against Davis County making those free throws down the stretch. Need to do the same thing here with 3:19 to go. An 8-point lead, first shot's up, and it's good.
You've got to follow this team the entire year, Coach. You've seen them perform. You look at this team tonight, the pace and the flow and the guys, they seem to really be settling in here.
They really are. They're playing unselfish basketball. The guys got the shot, the one that's taking it. They have confidence in their teammate. They give it up. They're going to do the right thing with the ball as well. So they've really gelled together. They had a 5-game losing streak in the midseason when they think they were 10-1 and they lost 5 in a row. But they've only lost one since then, showing they're really coming back together. Tanner Wynn goes up high there to grab that rebound. Doesn't get it. Oscar Post tries to grab the ball and goes out of bounds. This is the Blue Demon basketball.
10-point Albion lead. 3:02 to go here. The Blue Demon's important possession right here. Really make this a difficult comeback here. if you're able to get a basket here. Bear with it. Albion. Show a little patience here out front. Wynn picks up his dribble. Finds Bear. Under the three-minute mark here. Matt Baker. Now the little weaving action from the front here. Not really a delay in the offense, but really more deliberate around the top of the circle. Sanders finds Vic Sanders. They're working out beyond the three-point line here. Killing some time here. The clock goes under 2.5, and Bella Chris is going to come out and have to foul. 10-point lead here, probably a good call. Bring it out. This might be one of those things that we'll see change over time. What I'm seeing is the rules. I really look for the 35-second clock to come into Lady D era to girls and boys basketball here in the near future.
Yeah, they were talking about that up at the State Association up in Boone about whether they should bring that rule into effect or not. And, you know, I really like the rule. It keeps action in the game. On a night like tonight, I'm glad the rule's not there.
Absolutely.
You know, we can weave that ball out around the top of the key and force them to have to come out and either try to get the steal or make the foul. Baker good with his first. And the second's up, and it's good as well.
Boy, I'll tell you what, leaders like Matt Baker have to be guys that can get those clutch free throws, and he's gonna be calling on it as we go through this night. And if the season continues, you know, as the drama builds in a season, those are going to be so important.
Yeah, really. The Blue Demons right here with some good pressure defense. Pella Christian couldn't get the ball any closer than 23 feet in. They just took a shot, missed it. Collins with the rebound, kick it back out. Drop back down into Collins. Collins with a nice shot. Took it to 20, step back. Put it up, and Pella Christian's going to go for a 30-second timeout here.
We'll just keep it right here. Coach, so that was really good defense. Give Pella Christian lots of credit. They got the basket, but Albie really forced them to have to work for it. Gets a 10-point lead and chew a big chunk of clock.
Yeah, it really did. And you know, they made them take an outside shot. It bounced off the rim hard, which is why Pella Christian ended up. We had good box-out defense there. They were able to chase it down and push it into their big man. But, you know, I'm thinking that it might be early to call, but 61-51, Blue Demons are really rolling right now. They need to take care of the ball. When they get fouls, drop those free throws down like Matt Baker just showed we could do. And we'll be playing again on Saturday.
Oh, Big Blue, Big T and Jimmy checking in. They're on their way back from the auction, and they text in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line, and we want to hear from you. 641-799-1437. A big shout-out to Best of Hope. She's listening down in the tunnel. She listens to all the podcasts. She is a neighbor to Kevin Archer's family, and she is a big Blue Demon fan. Vesta, we need you right now as the clock rolls under 2 minutes here. Albion trying to get the win and keep their season alive. Here's Baker. Dribbles down the lane. Pulls up. Shot on the way. Halfway down. No good. Got the defense to come in. Got lazy, but just couldn't get the basket to fall.
Yeah, you know, and that's still, even though it seemed like a quick shot, it wasn't. It took 20 seconds off the clock. Pella Christian comes down, misses a shot with the fair rebound, and there's a foul now on the court. I believe that is on Tanner Wynn. So that would be 4 on Tanner Wynn if my statistics are correct here. Going through the line for Pella Christian will be Van White. Van Zandt puts that first shot up, and it bangs around 3 or 4 times off the rim and backboard and comes out. So it remains a 10-point lead here. Second shot from Van White on the way. The shot is up, and this one is short. Zach Huger with a great box on Hoshima. Grabs that ball. Here's another benefit of this team that Coach Archer has. He's taught all of them the fundamentals of how to get that ball up the rim. Zach Huger, one of our big men, dribbled it all the way down from the free throw line, all the way down to the other end. Gets the ball to Blake Bear. Blake Bear over to Tanner Wynn, and Tanner Wynn is fouled.
10-point Abbey lead. Tanner Wynn's going to go free throw line here, and we are in the double bonus. Tanner, and that double bonus is such a big spot because it takes the pressure off that first one. First on the way, no good. Look at the second one here. 1:29 to go here. Coach, getting to your point, you look across the board athletically, Albia, even the big guys are athletic guys that can run, and they're fundamentally sound. They'll dribble the basketball for you, and you really need that.
Yeah, that's really the key to this. Tanner Wynn, one of those guys that's multi-state qualifier and track in the 4x8, makes that second shot good.
I want to say hello to the Bradleys listening out in Georgetown. They're checking in on the Southern Iowa text line. Here's a shot up, no good. Rebound by the Eagles, and good. And the timeout once again. Albia hanging on to an 11-point lead here, 9-point lead here, 62-53. Let's take a quick timeout. We'll come right back here. The final 1:15, Albia. 62, Pella Christian 53, you're listening to KIC.
Hey, bird watchers. Quality Ag Service is now your local source for all your bird feeding supplies. We stock a full line of bird seed and currently are running specials on sunflower seeds, both chips and whole black seeds. For your finch feeder, we have Niger seed available from 2 pounds all the way up to 50-pound economy bags. Come on in to Quality Ag Service, just west of Albia on the new old Highway 34 for all of your winter bird feeding supplies, and thank you for your business.
Let's head back live to Oskaloosa. Here's Jason and Todd.
Big shout out to the Crawls listening at home. Coach Staten checks in. The longer we play, the better we get. And that has been the absolute truth here tonight. Albia hitting all cylinders here, and you see that athleticism that has caromed off a football field, the toughness in these guys. And these guys are just winners. And winners are something more than you find just on a scoreboard. These guys got the character and the resolve. And that be my best attitude.
Yeah, they sure do. I was watching the officials there. Had the timeout clock still running when they were getting ready to inbound the ball. They've got that fixed now, though. Probably inbounds on their own loop. Tanner Wynn takes the inbound pass. He's right away fouled by Ben White. So Tanner will go down to the other end of the court here and shoot a pair of free throws.
This is a really improved Pella Christian basketball team right here. They have really improved over the last 2 months.
Our score has dropped from 62 to 59 on the big scoreboard. So
I think Coach Archer just walked over there to give him a little assistance. He's going to be up there to help him out. He's going to coach the bench as well. Here's a shot up and good. Nice shot there. The first one is good. That's going to make it 63-53, 10-point lead here for the Blue Demons.
You know, on behalf of the scorekeeper, I've kept the clock there in Albia a few times, and I've definitely never done it without making a mistake. I think they hit the wrong button on that one. But they've got it fixed now, 63-53. Good job of the officials who knows that. Coach Archer, right on top of it.
Wearing stripes and running the board and being a volunteer is a lot easier when you're sitting in the stands looking at it than the job that's called by these guys and do a great job officiating these games and making these things work. Here comes the Eagles. A long three on the way up and halfway down. No good. Rebound taken away. Baker with it. Albia with a 10-point lead here. And Matt Baker will bring it out, set things up to length of clock here. Under a minute to go, and Tanner Wynn will be fouled, and he'll go to the line once again.
Yeah, good job down at the other end by Zach Hugan. Zach kept right in front of the defender, tipped that ball. I knew he wasn't going to be able to bring it down, tipped it out. Right to Baker. Baker up to Tanner, and Tanner saw guys coming from three different directions. Just held on to that ball, and we'll go to the line and shoot another pair.
Wynn's first shot on the way. Can't get it to fall. 54 seconds to go here. 63-53. The winner will advance on to take on what we believe is going to be West Burlington Notre Dame, and that game will take place on Saturday night in Ottumwa. Of course, this radio station and one broadcaster will definitely be there, and that is Coach Rob Ratliff, and Dan Stock will be back. But I have a feeling that this other broadcaster probably will grab another headset and chime in with you guys, because this is fun time. This is tournament time.
You know, you're exactly right. Unfortunately, have a date night with my wife. We have our annual military, so we get to get all dressed up in our fancy uniforms. My wife has an amazing, beautiful red dress that she's going to wear. So one of those nights we look forward to. And get to stay with Aunt Carrie. We go see Grandma and Grandpa. So we're gonna be out on the Saturday.
It is this Saturday. We talked about that on the way up. That's going to be a lot of fun for you. It's a formal night and a chance for you guys to get out to. You did very well. I got to give you credit, buddy.
You know what?
Over your head, good.
Yes, I'm a very fortunate and blessed man who's not only beautiful but amazing with the kids. Does a great job keeping money out of my hands so I won't spend it. She's been definitely a blessing to me. Put up with me being gone for about 27, 30 months. Yeah, that's for the military. I couldn't ask any better.
Well,
totally blessed there.
You know, we give lots of respect and appreciation to the men and women who go and serve, but the families they live behind also pay a really big sacrifice.
Yeah, definitely true. As Albie inbounds the ball again, they're fouled right away by Pella Christian. 44 seconds to go. Albie up by 9, score 64-55. But you're exactly right, Jason. I think my wife had to endure more. First appointment I had a 19-month-old and a 5-month-old, so she was extremely busy while still working. And then we had another 4-month-old when I had deployed that second time. So,
and then the worry, you know, you really love somebody and you know they're in harm's way. You got all the cares and the concerns, and you're carrying the torch yourself, and then and to worry about your loved one overseas. So we have to keep them in our prayers as well. We keep the men and women in our prayers. And a great big thanks to them and to their families. Matt Baker makes the first one. He's got a 10-point lead here for the Blue Demons. Second one on the way is good. Matt Baker with a huge night here for Alabama. Mason Cox with one of the biggest halves of basketball in his career in that first half. Now he's down. With 37 seconds to go, has an 11-point lead. The Eagles working. A jump shot on the way. No good rebound. Still no quit in this Eagles team. They are definitely a hustling go-get-em team.
On the left wing, block. Spots up, gets the three. Fella Christian, another timeout. And you know, you got to give the Albion defense credit there, too. They're playing as strong a defense right now as they were when they were trying to come back on the 16-8 deficit they were in the first half.
Thanks, you guys, for another Steeler broadcast. Way to go. Blue, Coach Hill checking in. Congrats to Coach Archer and the Blue Demons. One more and on to the well, and that's where we sit. Less than 30 seconds away from now the win, and one win away from Wells Fargo Arena. And that, I tell you folks, is a spectacle when you walk in there and you get to play on that big stage. It's a dream for a broadcaster and for these kids to get to go in there and you make a clean sweep in all the major sports, getting to the state tournament. That is a huge accomplishment.
Yeah, you know, it really is. That wrestling team represented us real proud up there. Coach Winger and his staff, Coach of the Year in 2A, did a great job. Had five guys on the medal stand at the end of that one. Fifth place overall in the team duels, first time in school history to make it up there. I've been a great winner. The girls team, boy, they had a real soft season this
absolutely.
Year as well. Here we go. We're going to check it in with 25 seconds left to go. Hugan into Baker. And Baker is fouled. I don't believe he really wanted to foul Matt Baker there, but, you know, you either do it or you concede the game. So he went ahead and did it.
66-58. Albie with the lead here. 8-point lead. Albie going to go to the free throw line. Matt Baker. Boy, he has been really clutch. You know, as the season went along, these teams really started to do some gimmick-type defenses to shut down Matt Baker. And I thought he could have the potential of really elevating his basketball game late in the year without increasing his scoring output because he was going to garner a lot of attention, and that was going to only allow him to make his teammates that much better. And that's what winners do. Winners find ways to make other guys winners, and Matt Baker's really elevated his game by finding the assist, by getting the ball to the right guy.
Exactly right. He makes the first one there. The second one rolls off the rim. You know, we saw the box in one, we saw the triangle in two, the diamond in one. And when that happened, Tanner Wynn, Zach Hugan, Mason Cox, and Lil Senior said, okay, we'll take the ball, we'll shoot it from here. And the Blue Demons just following through that. Another great example of that. They were trying to close in on Matt, kicked it out to Mason a couple shots in a row. He drained the three, a couple more. He drove through the hoop on him. And good unselfish play, and that's opened it up for Matt Baker here again in the second half to score points.
Well, Albie will get a foul after a shot attempt by Bob of Tully Christian. 10 seconds and counting. The countdown is on, Albie fans. You're one game away from Wells Fargo Arena, and the Blue Demons will have done something that is very rare. Beat Pella Christian twice in 1 year. Here's a half pass ahead. Bear with it. And 9 seconds to go. Blake is fouled. 67-68. Blake Bear will go to line, and Albie with a chance to seal the deal right here.
Yeah, that was a good heads-up play. Blake was just going to drill that ball back down into the corner and bring it around the top. The defender there from Pella Christian went ahead and ran into him. And that's a young point guard from Pella Christian. That'll be his fifth foul. He'll have to take a seat here as Blake shoots a pair.
Bears shot up off the back of the iron. No good. Again, 9 seconds to go here. And Albia will punch his ticket on to the next sub-state contest Saturday night, 7 o'clock, in a tumble. Second one up. It's no good. Eagles with the rebound. 5 seconds and counting. Long three on the way. Up off the back of the iron. No good. Ball loose. And it coming away to Baker. And Baker will walk it up. It's blocked. It fires on Pella Christian. And the Blue Demon sees and stays alive. Coach, what an impressive win here to get two wins over Pella Christian. And over the years, being an Albion, a Blue Demon fan, and a broadcaster, and a player, good things happen in a season when they go through Pella Christian.
You know, it really does. And I saw Coach Kirkland, one of the assistant coaches there, talking with some of the kids in the hallway today, in between classes. And he was like, are you ready? And they said, yeah, we're ready. And he was talking to them about, hey, this is it. We got to go out. We got to play with everything we have. And I firmly believe that the Blue Demons were able to do that tonight. As the score shows, 67-60 victory here on a neutral ground against a much better team than the 10-13 record shows
of Pella Christian. This is a team, the Pella Christian basketball team, that Coach really started to play really good basketball towards the end of the season, and it's going to be a good Pella Christian team. They always are good Pella Christian basketball teams, and to beat them twice in the same season, you've done something pretty special.
Yeah, you know, they really have. I'm not sure how long it had been, but I think it's been quite a while since the Demons on the hardwood court had beaten Pella Christian. So to do it again here tonight, just a big congratulations to Coach Art, Coach Crawl, and Coach Cox out there or Coach Pino, rather, and all they've done with these guys. And it's not over yet, Jason.
Nope, we have one more contest to get to Wells. All that separates now is a trip to Ottumwa on Saturday night, and we will be there to bring it to you. The final score from Oskaloosa, it is Alvia with the win, 67-60. Best Hope, listening in Ottumwa. Great job of hugging and squeezing that radio tonight, Vesta. I know you helped pull with Coach Archer and these Blue Demons through. Coach Ratliff, it's a pleasure to get to work front with you, buddy. I get to visit with you all the time on the Coach's Corner. I'm really excited about listening to how your personal running goes. But, buddy, track is here. And I know you guys are in working inside until the snow melts away. But I'm looking forward to maybe another historic track season for your running teams as well.
You know, I am too. It's going to be good. We've got 16 young men right now that didn't do winter athletics that have been in running this the second week that they've been at it. You know, I think it's a good idea for those athletes a week or so off after that winter sport to let their bodies recover before they come work with me, you know. And this football team, they have no signs of joining us, but it's okay. I watch them out here running up and down the court. They're going to be fine when and yeah, you know, the guys already have, they already have goals that they're talking to me about. We're past those stages where we had to bring them in as coaches and say, hey, you know, let's think about goals. They have those goals. They bring those to me. They're excited, and they're ready to go.
Let's get the wrap-up of tonight's stats, courtesy of Jack and Johnny Flattery.
Yeah, leading Albia tonight with 28 points is Matt Baker, at 13 in the first half, 15 in the second. Mason Cox kicked in 13. Blake Bear had 7. Tanner Wynn looks like had 9. 2 from Dalton Peterson. A pair of them there for Ryan Sarver. I think that adds up.
Yeah, it, great job. I'll tell you what, Mason Cox absolutely had a huge first half. Albia was trailing by 8 at one point, but then a nice run there by Mason Cox. Most of those 13 in that first half, and Albia does get the win tonight, 760 the final score, and I'm looking forward to a big contest on Saturday night. You are looking for a big night on Saturday night with your beautiful wife and boy, Coach, and we're hoping that you go have a good time on Saturday night. We're going to dub you, and we'll join back up at Wells Fargo Arena.
Yeah, I'm going to have that radio earpiece in while the speaker's speaking maybe on a Saturday night, so go Big Blue.
All right, this is Jason Summers for Coach Todd Ratliff saying so long for tonight. Albia gets the win, 67-60, your final score. We'll see you on Saturday night as the Blue Demons will take on West Burlington Notre Dame in a showdown of sub-state proportions.